From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey has continued its post-coup attempt crackdown, dismissing hundreds of military personnel and shutting down dozens of media outlets. Arrest warrants have been issued for scores of journalists. U.S. spokesman John Kirby Wednesday said such moves represent a troubling trend.
We have urged President Erdogan to show restraint, to act within the rule of law, and to avoid actions that would lead to further violence and instability. We obviously support bringing the perpetrators of the coup to justice. And we also continue to stress the importance of upholding democratic principles and the rule of law through the process.
But Atlantic Council analyst Aaron Stein said the crackdown has wide support among those backing the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
What's going on in Turkey has the support of a lot of people. And I would say a vast majority of Turks believe that the crackdown is both justified and matches with what took place last sort of Friday and Saturday night Turkey time. And so there is a narrative clash going on between, say, the Western countries and Turkey about the way in which to respond to this coup.
Tens of thousands of military, police, academics, judges, and civil servants have been fired, suspended, detained, or questioned for alleged links to exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Thousands lined the streets of Kinshasa Wednesday, cheering and welcoming home Congolese opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi, who spent the last 2 years having medical treatment in Belgium.
C'est l'événement de début du changement dans un pays.
The leader of the opposition Fonus Party, Joseph Folenga Nkoyi, said his return marks the beginning of change. He said the people's aspirations do not include the government of President Joseph Kabila. The opposition hopes Tshisekedi's return will revitalize efforts to keep Mr. Kabila from hanging on to power. This is VOA News. Russia Thursday announced a large-scale humanitarian operation in the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo to help civilians who the Russian defense minister said have become hostages of terrorists. He said three corridors will be established by Russian and Syrian militaries to allow civilians to leave. He said a fourth will be opened to the north of the city and also urged rebels to flee and lay down their arms. Meanwhile, at least 44 people were killed and dozens wounded in a suicide truck bombing in the predominantly Kurdish northeastern Syrian city of Qamishli on Wednesday. Pope Francis Wednesday called the attack in France this week that killed an elderly French priest proof that the world is at war.
Una parola che...
The Pope, speaking with reporters en route to Poland and World Youth Day celebrations, said he's not referring to a religious war, but a clash of interest and domination. Two Islamists were killed after they slit the throat of 85-year-old priest Jacques Hamel as he performed mass at a local parish in Normandy. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. The United Nations says it has documented dozens of cases of rape and sexual violence, some involving minors, during an outbreak of violence in South Sudan this month that pit forces loyal to President Salva Kiir against his former first vice president Riek Machar. Most of the victims are said to have been ethnic Nuer. Reports quote witnesses who said members of the UN peacekeeping force in some cases failed to intervene. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch charged members of the youth wing of Burundi's ruling party of raping women suspected of supporting political opponents. Burundi has been in turmoil for more than a year after President Pierre Nkurunziza decided to seek a third term. A day after nominating Hillary Clinton as its 2016 presidential candidate, the Democratic Party heard President Obama call Clinton uniquely qualified to succeed him as president in January.
There has never been a man or a woman, not me, not Bill, nobody, more qualified than Hillary Clinton to serve as president of the United States of America.
Speaking to thousands of delegates at the party's convention in Philadelphia late Wednesday, Mr. Obama said his former Secretary of State has been with him, helping him make difficult decisions, both as chief executive and commander-in-chief. Democrats earlier approved the nomination of Clinton's running mate, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. Policymakers of the U.S. Central Bank have left a key interest rate unchanged at between a quarter and half a point, citing diminished risks to the U.S. economy, which they said is growing modestly, but they raised the near-zero rate one time, a quarter point, back in December. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.